T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Stormy weather across Metro Detroit, knocking out power to thousands of homes and businesses. Also flooding streets. WWJ's John Hewitt is in Highland Park this hour. Joining us live and local, John.
Yeah, Jason, the heavy rainfall had flooded Beresford Street among many here on Oakman Boulevard, near Oakman Park Boulevard, that is, near the Davison Service Drive. Luckily, Hubert Perkins, a city maintenance employee who lives nearby, knew exactly what to do.
We were cutting grass, and it just came down, and we had to hurry up and get in so we won't get too wet. And came home to this. But since I'm a city employee, I knew exactly what the problem was. You know, I went right to the sewer and cleared it out.
And within a few minutes, a sizable flooded street was gone. It was all cleared away. Unfortunately, the power outages, Jason, for many remain. Here in the immediate Highland Park, East Detroit area, about 3,000 home and business owners are without power at this point, according to DTE. Elsewhere, some pockets of outages include roughly 3,000 in Royal Oak, 3,000 in Warren, 3,200 or so out in the Lyon Township area in western Oakland County. So take your pick. It's scattered throughout the area. We're told in all roughly 35,000 DTE Energy customers without electricity at this hour. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
General Motors says it's strongly disagreeing with a federal court's dismissal of its case against Fiat Chrysler. GM was pressing a racketeering case against the rival automaker, alleging FCA was part of a conspiracy involving the UAW, aimed at harming them financially while orchestrating a possible takeover. U.S. District Court Judge Paul Borman in Detroit dismissing that case. GM says it's going to seek other legal avenues. To Wall Street's, where the Dow Industrials gained more than 170 points today. WWJ business editor Marie Feldman, joining us live and local now, says low mortgage rates are enabling people now to buy more expensive homes, Marie.
Well, after all, Jason, you can pay more for the home if you don't have to pay a high mortgage rate. Average home loan in America right now is $366,000. That's a record. It's good for home builders. Shares of Pulte up 4% today. That's $1.35. Whirlpool does well when people buy new homes and need appliances. Whirlpool's up $2.33, almost 2%. Fifth Third Bank up 4 cents today. They're on a Federal Reserve list of banks participating in the new federal loan programs. Shares of Ford down 3 cents to $6.09. General Motors fell 19 cents today to $24.94, and Fiat Chrysler's down 11 cents to $9.98 a share. Delphi Technologies will work with three Chinese companies. They'll make hybrid and electric vehicles over the next couple of years. Delphi's up 6 cents. That's 0.5%. Reporting live, Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Coronavirus case numbers again on the rise in Michigan. State health officials reporting today 10 new deaths, 610 new cases. That's the first time a daily number has topped 600 in the state since the month of May. Lansing area, Jackson and Livingston counties appear to be the hot spots for the virus. With the current state of emergency set to expire next week, the governor is now readying to sign another extension of it. She says before more parts of the state reopen, contact tracing needs to get better.
So context matters, and I think that's one of the things that is difficult to get your head around for folks. If we've got 100 cases in Wayne County, but they all stemmed from one event, well, then we can trace and isolate. But if those 100 cases are randomized and there's no link and tracing is not as easy to do, that's a lot more concerning.
Yeah, the governor says the concern remains that the low number of deaths and hospitalizations will start to catch up with the rising number of cases in the coming weeks.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.